Chapter 3, text 13.
So what I'll do is I'll just chant the verse and then you read the translation and the purport. No point in me doing that, you know.
Yadda shishtashina santo muchante sarvakil bishahai bhujante te tvaga agham papa ye pachanti atmakaranat.
I'll read the translation so that, but then you can do that. The devotees of the Lord are released from all kinds of sins because they eat food which is offered first for sacrifice. Others who prepare food for personal sense enjoyment verily eat only sin.
Now you can read
read the translation. Commentary.
கிறிஸ்து உணர்வு பெற்றோர் அல்லது பரம புருஷனின் பக்தர்கள் பரம சந்தைகளில் கூறப்பட்டிருப்பது போல எப்போதும் இறைவன் மீது காதல் கொண்டவர்களான சந்தாக இருக்கின்றனர். பிரேமாஞ்சன சூரிய பக்தி குலோசன் என சந்தக சதைவ ஹிருதயோஷி குலோகயந்தி பரம புருஷனுடன் காதல் கொண்டவர்களான சந்தர்கள் கோவிந்தன் எல்லா இன்பங்களையும் தருபவன் அல்லது முகுந்தன் வீடு பேர் அளிப்பவன் அல்லது ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ணர் கவர்ச்சிகரமானவன் எதும் இறைவனுக்கு அளிக்காமல் எதையும் அடைய விரும்ப மாட்டார்கள். எனவே இத்தகு பக்தர்கள் எப்போதுமே ஸ்மரணம் சிரவணம் கீர்த்தனம் ஸ்மரணம் அர்ச்சனம் போன்ற பக்தி நெறிகளில் தியானங்களை செய்கின்றனர். ஜன உலகின் எல்லா விதமான பாவ தொடர்புகளின் கலங்களிலிருந்தும் இந்த யாகங்கள் அவர்களை காப்பாற்றுகின்றன. தமக்காக அல்லது வெறும் புலமின்பத்திற்காக உணவு தயாரிக்கும் மற்றவர்களோ திருடர்கள் மட்டுமல்ல பாவத்தை உண்பவர்களாகவும் இருக்கின்றார்கள். பாவம் நீக்க திருடன் ஒருவன் எப்படி மகிழ்ச்சி அடைய முடியும்? இது சாத்தியம் இல்லை. எனவே எல்லா விதத்திலும் மகிழ்ச்சி அடைய வேண்டுமானால் பூரண கிருஷ்ண உணர்வோடு சங்கீர்த்தனையும் செய்யும் எளிய முறையில்
The devotees of the Lord are released from all kinds of sins because they eat food which is offered first for sacrifice. Others who prepare food for personal sense enjoyment verily eat only sin.
சுய புலம்பத்திற்கு புலநிற்பத்திற்காக உணவு தயாரிப்பவர்களோ பாவத்தையே ஒப்புகிறார்கள்.
So the problem that all of us face is that we are stuck in the material world.
அதாவது நம்ம வந்து அடையக்கூடிய இந்த பாவம் எல்லாம் என்ன அப்படின்னா நம்ம வந்து இந்த ஜட உலகத்திலே மாட்டிக்கொண்டிருக்கிறோம்.
So how to live in the material world with the objective of leaving the material world.
அதாவது இந்த உலகத்துல இந்த உலகத்திலிருந்து எப்படி விடுபடுவதற்காக ஆபோமோ அதற்காக நாம் பாட வேண்டும்.
How to catch the fish without getting your hand wet.
அதாவது மீனையும் பிடிக்க வேண்டும் அதே சமயத்திலும் கையும் நனைந்து விடக்கூடாது.
That is the problem.
அதுதான் இங்க உள்ள பிரச்சனை.
So in Krishna's Vedic culture it is a God centered culture.
கிருஷ்ணருடைய இந்த வேதிக் கல்ச்சர் என்பது கடவுளை மையமாக வைத்த ஒரு நாகரிகமாகும்.
There are different world views.
நிறைய வகையான அபிப்பிராயங்கள் இருக்கின்றன உலகத்திலே.
So the materialists, they have their own world view.
அதாவது இந்த ஜடவாதிகள் அவர்களுக்கு ஒரு தனியான ஒரு அபிப்பிராயம் இருக்கிறது.
One friend of mine, whose his father was a very famous astrologer, he gave a very good example of the worldview of a spiritualist and the worldview of a materialist. So one time when he was a boy, he and his father was an astrologer and was a spiritualist, but he was going on a bicycle ride with a friend whose father owned a lumber yard.
So our
So when they were driving on the bicycles, they came up to a forest.
So
So my friend, who had a spiritual worldview, he looked at the forest and he was thinking, oh, each tree has got some atma in it, and but by their papa karma, they have been forced to take birth as trees.
So
the other boy, whose father was a materialist and owner of a lumber yard, was looking at the forest and calculating how many board feet there was, how many rupees per board feet, and calculating if he cut down the forest, how much profit there would be. So that's what it means, have different worldview. So in Krishna's civilization, the world view is we are living in this material world, but how to live in such a way that we can escape.
So
So one of the most basic, one of the very, very basic necessities of anyone, any living entity in this material world, is that we all have to eat. If you think about it, we are just like tubes. You, especially ladies who have children, they have very good realization. A baby is a tube. You put food in the one end, and out of the other end comes something else.
So,
in fact, at one time when I was living in the U.S., everybody know what a septic tank is? You know a septic tank? So the septic tank became clogged up. So we called the man to clean up the septic tank. And he made a very funny statement. He opened up the door and he said, "This is where all your groceries go."
He
is a philosopher. So this is our life. We are buying things to fill up the septic tank.
So
why everybody is working so hard? Why everybody is they want their son to go to school and get a very good qualification? Why? Why everybody has to work? Everybody is working because if they don't work, if they don't get money, everybody gets a pain. They get a pain right here.
So அதனால வந்து ஏன் நம்ம இதெல்லாம் செய்யறோம், ஏன் பிள்ளைகள் எல்லாம் ஸ்கூலுக்கு அனுப்புறோம், படிக்க வைக்கிறோம், ஏன் அப்படின்னா எல்லாரும் வேலை செய்தாகணும், இல்ல இந்த வேலை செய்யலா இந்த வயிறு வலிக்கிறதுக்கு ஆரம்பிச்சிடும்.
The pain of the empty stomach.
ஒரு வெற்று வயிறு என்ன ஆகும், வலிக்க ஆரம்பிக்கும்.
So we work very hard so we can fill up the stomach, so then we can fill up the septic tank. So if you think about it, it's very crazy, isn't it? Huh? Our whole life is spent to fill up septic tank. So Krishna tells us we can fill up the septic tank in two ways. We can fill up the septic tank in such a way that we become more entangled in material life. Birth after birth we will be filling up the septic tank. But here Krishna gives another alternative. Since we have this need, nobody can escape this.
So அதனால வந்து இங்க வந்து கிருஷ்ணர் பகவத்கீதையில வேற ஒரு வகையான வழியை சொல்லுகிறார். ஒவ்வொருவரும் சாப்பிட வேண்டும் என்ற இருக்கின்ற காரணத்தினாலே அதிலிருந்து நாம் யாரும் விடுபட முடியாது.
He gives the alternative that if we eat food which has been offered in sacrifice, yagna shishta, if we eat this food, then it satisfies our bodily hunger. At the same time, it will purify us, it will give us proper consciousness, sattva gun, purified consciousness, and it is the doorway of escaping from material life.
இந்த எல்லாவற்றையும் உணவுப் பொருட்களை எங்கத்திற்காக கிருஷ்ணனுக்காக அர்ப்பணித்து விட்டு அதன் பிறகு சாப்பிடுவோம்னால் நம்மளோட பயலும் நிரப்பப்படுகின்றது. நமது வந்து பாவங்களிலிருந்தும் நாம் விடுபடுகின்றோம். இந்த உலகத்திலிருந்து விடுபடுவதற்கு வழிவகுக்கும்.
So we have a choice. Either we can, this very basic, it's a very practical thing. Everything that we do, somebody who looks from a God-centered viewpoint, we have always two choices. That choice which brings us closer to Krishna and the choice which brings us further from Krishna. So here's a very practical thing which everybody has to do. Everybody has to eat. How to eat in such a way that we will become closer to Krishna.
So இது வந்து மிகவும் நடைமுறையானது. இது வந்து கிருஷ்ணருக்காக அர்ப்பணம் செய்துவிட்டு நாம் சாப்பிடப்படுவது. இதிலிருந்து நாம் விடுபடுகின்றோம், பாவங்களிலிருந்து விடுபடுகின்றோம். இது மிகவும் நடைமுறை ஆனது. இது ஒன்றும் வித்தியாசமான கிடையாது.
Shri Pai Ramanujacharya, in his commentary on the first sutra of Vedanta Sutra, made a very important observation. He was quoting Dramidacharya and Tankacharya. Ramanuja was quoting Dramidacharya and Tankacharya. And they were quoting from Upanishad. So this they were saying that memory, smaranam, is dependent on Shuddha Bhojana.
அதாவது அவர்கள் சொல்லிட்டார்கள், இந்த மெமரி அல்லது ஞாபகமானது சுத்த போஜனம், சுத்தமான சாப்பாடு சாப்பிடுவதனாலதான் நல்ல ஞாபக சக்தி இருக்கும் என்று இந்த ரெண்டு ஆச்சாரியர்கள் கூறுகிறார்கள்.
And then they said that upasanam, bhakti, is dependent upon memory.
So அதனால வந்து இந்த பக்தியா உபாசனம் அல்லது பக்தியானது ஞாபகத்தை பொறுத்து இருக்கிறது என்றும் அவர்கள் கூறுகிறார்கள்.
Because what is bhakti? Bhakti means Vishnu smaranam. We're always thinking, as like the gopis are always thinking, always remembering Krishna's pastimes. So therefore, bhakti is dependent upon memory.
So bhakti endru Krishna smaranam, Krishna yavathu padithukonde irukkirathu endartham. Gopiyargal abhaarile abhaaradan seyidukondirkaargal. So adanalae bhakti endru yavathai poruthu irukkirathu.
So what is that shuddha bhojanam? Shuddha bhojanam means yagna shishta.
Shuddha bhojanam endru yagna shishta endru inge bhagavadgeethile sollapadavu varra.
Means Krishna Prasad. Now Krishna Prasadam doesn't mean you go to the store and buy some chips or you buy some bread. No, that's not That's, you cannot offer that. Not that you have your servant cook for you. I've been in some houses where the lady of the house, she's so lazy. She has servant. She has the servant cook the boga, and then she even has the servant offer the boga. And she said, this is a prasad. Krishna is not a garbage can. Not just that you put something in it, he has to take it. It has to be offered with love and devotion. By your own effort. You may have a servant cut all the vegetables, you may have a servant wash the pots, but you have to cook and you have to offer. And it has to be the best offering, it has to be the best ingredients that you can afford. And it can't be something treated, kind of like chips or bread or something cooked by some karmi, no. Because sometimes I see devotees, they go and they'll just buy something in some shop. In their mind, they do some puja and then they start eating, walking in the street eating. It's prasadam. It's not prasadam. This will not give you smaranam. This will not give you good memory. Because the consciousness of the cook goes into the food. Same thing if you go to some restaurant, the same, you eat the karma of the cook. And it has to be accepted by Krishna, because even maybe we're vegetarians, but it has to be prasadam, because just think what papa punya somebody had to have to be born as a potato or to be born as a cauliflower. That's very bad karma, to be born as cauliflower. So if you are eating cauliflower which has not been properly offered, how much papa punya you're eating? Actually, there's no such papa karma, not papa punya. That's papa right. Karma. So we should take very great effort to our best ability to offer Krishna the best that we have from with our heart, with the very best. Before we start cooking, we should pray to Srimati Radharani that, you know, even though we are useless, that she please guide us and make this that makes it such that Krishna will accept it. The kitchen is part, is an extension of the altar. The kitchen should be so clean, completely clean. And you should be so expert that when you are finished cooking, the kitchen is already clean. Prabhupada was an expert cook. He said he learned cooking from his mother also, but just from watching the street vendors. The street vendors, the people who are cooking on the street. So he is the one who started the Sunday feast program. By doing all the cooking himself. He would cook a huge feast, but was when the feast was cooked, the kitchen was already clean. Not that somebody had to go in after and clean it was already clean. As he's cooking, he's cleaning. There's one incident how Srila Prabhupada had very strong opinion about prasad.
So Srila Prabhupada
in 1976 in Hyderabad. There was a program at the farm. So they were feeding the local villagers. They were doing some mass prasadam distribution. So most of the time Prabhupada didn't ask for any sample. Now this time Paramatma inspired him to ask for a sample. So he sent his secretary, his servant, the Hari Shaudi, to get him one sample. So Hari Shaudi was going and he's seeing there's one queue in front of the prasadam area. So he saw that the man was standing with leaf plate. They put this scoop, this lump of something on the plate. The man, each person would look, what is this? And just throw it on the ground. And you know how the street dogs in India are very skinny and they'll eat anything, isn't it? That the street dogs in India are very hungry and they will eat anything. So the starving dog, the dogs would come up, smell this lump of stuff and then turn their nose and walk away. Then Hari Shari came to the kitchen and he saw that the bungi who had been sweeping in the morning was the cook. The bungi.
So I go to Hari Shari and the kitchen is Samir Ray Bangar and gave the food to the grand and the cook.
And he was carefully taking out of the pot the best portion for himself and his family. So Hari Shari took some of this stuff and he brought it back to Srila Prabhupada. When Srila Prabhupada saw this and he heard the report from Hari Shari, Srila Prabhupada became... A Vaishnava can be like a rose or like what else? Like a thunderbolt. Srila Prabhupada became a thunderbolt. He was enraged. Actually, this a lot of this which I'm telling you is recorded. You can actually hear this. So I am telling you what I heard in recording, and also what was personally told to me by Hari Shauri. So you can hear on the recording, Srila Prabhupada is furious. Practically from your recording device, smoke will come. Prabhupada is so angry. So Srila Prabhupada is telling prasadam should be so good that even if you are filled to your neck, when you see it, you want to eat more.
So Prabhupada vandu eppadi irukkaruna adha paathale adha neenga saapradunu thonunu appa kalukku varaikku mela kalukku adhukku mela vandu
kalukku varaikku saapradunu
saapradunu kuda adhukku mela saapradunu endha varunu solraru.
Not so bad that even a starving dog will reject it. We are cooking for God. Doesn't matter if we're doing mass distribution to villages, or if we're doing mass distribution to the Lok Sabha, or to the Prime Minister of India, we're cooking for God. It has to be that standard.
So adanal vandu iraivanukaga samaikapadunga uravanadhu devum nallaraga veerga thanmai ullathaga irukka vendum adu vandu kramathu manidhanukku koduvadhaga irundhalum seri mandirukku koduvadhaga irundhalum seri inna mudhal mandiriye alladhu Prime Minister koduvadhaga pradhan mandiriye koduvadhaga irundhalum adu vandu nalla prasadama irukku.
We have to use the best ingredients.
So adanal vandu nalla tharamana
and somebody made the foolish excuse, said, oh Prabhupada, we didn't have the money. And Srila Prabhupada says, I will give you out of my own pocket. It should be good enough for God, not that a dog will reject it.
So Prabhupada said, I will give you out of my own pocket.
So that is what the quality should be, that you're cooking for God. He's not a garbage can. Krishna is not going to accept just because we throw some junk in front of him.
So adanal sila Prabhupada avargal solla pole prasadam vandu unnadamaga irukka vendum krishnaga naam arpanikkirom idu vandu oru kuppa thottil podukkaga alla.
So that's one thing. Has to be, the quality has to be good, but also the consciousness in which it is offered.
So adanudaiya tharamum uyarthadhaga irukka vendum appa nammudaiya endha ennathile adai vandu arpanam seiyindrado seiyindrado andha ennamum uyarthadhaga irukka vendum ulavu uyarthadhaga irukka vendum.
So they mismanagement, they had very bad conscience, they just hired some street bungee to do the cooking.
Adanal edho theru kodukkaravanga vandu சமையல் செய்வதற்கு வைத்தார்கள்.
அது மாதிரி செய்யக்கூடாது. Everybody, when you hear the tape, you can hear everybody was shaking because Srila Prabhupada was enraged. But the prasadam has to be a very high standard. So there's two examples about the import about the consciousness of prasadam. One, I'll give you one example about how prasadam should be, the consciousness behind it. An example of the potency of real prasadam. So first of all, okay, say what I just said.
So adanal vandu rendu udaharanam solla, onnu vandu eppadi andha unnadamaga irukka vendum, onnu vandu eppadi andha uyartha ennathudan
So just before the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna came from Upaplavya. He went to Hastinapur.
So battle of Kurukshetra war from Kurukshetra.
Before the battle of Kurukshetra.
Kurukshetra war from Mundari. So Arjuna war Upaplavya jaratle sitre. Apar vada Hastinapur ke koindar.
So Duryodhan knew that Krishna was coming. He had so many spies. So he tried to do the same thing with Krishna that he did with Shaurya.
So
he tried to use the he tried to do the same tactic with Krishna that he had done with Shaurya. I'll explain what that tactic was. So that what he had done with Shaurya. Now Shaurya was the brother of Madri, the uncle of the Pandavas.
So Shaurya was the brother of Madri,
he was a great lover of the Pandavas. So he was coming to fight at Kurukshetra. So what Duryodhan did is, along the route, he made very nice shamianas, and so much prasadam would be there. At each rest stop, he made a gorgeous arrangement for food and refreshment and dancing girls and everything.
So Shalyan Param Vandile and the Duryodhana enna panna vechirundana or nare edangalla mandavangalla adite anga saapuduvadhukku prasadam illa aapru vechi appa janangalna aalayangalna aaduvadhukku idhariyana vali ella seidhu vechirundar.
So so many times Shalyan had to stop and he was enjoying. He didn't know, nobody, it was not said who was providing. He was assuming Yudhishthira is providing. Shalya was assuming it was Yudhishthira was providing. So at the end, Shalya was so satisfied. He said, I will align myself with the person who has been providing me with all these things.
So adhala Shalya enna mudivu pottaarna idella paathu இதெல்லாம் எனக்கு இந்த ஏற்பாடு யார் பண்ணியிருந்தாரோ அவங்க பக்கம் வந்து நான் போராட போகிறேன், அவங்களுக்காக சண்டை செய்ய போறேன் என்று முடிவு எடுத்து விட்டாரு.
He was thinking it was Yudhishthira, but he became very disturbed when he found that it was Duryodhan.
சார் முதல்ல வந்து யுதிஷ்டிர மகாராஜர் தான் இதை வந்து செஞ்சிருக்காரு சொல்றாங்க. ஆனா கடைசியில் அவர் ரொம்ப அனுதாபப்பட்டார். என்ன அப்படின்னா, நான் பண்ணி வச்சதெல்லாம் துரியோதன்.
But because he was a Kshatriya and he gave his word, he fought on the side of Duryodhan.
So adala or Kshatriya nagaradala vaakai kodukkuradala saapkaradala avanga seraara Shalyan munde Duryodhan pakkam nindra sandai seiya nindra.
So Duryodhan tried to use same tactic on Krishna.
So adala vande Duryodhan enna pandra Krishna rendu indha maadhiriyana oru tandaram seiya muyarchikkiraan.
So Krishna was going from Upaplavya to Hastinapur.
So Krishna vande Upaplavya vande Hastinapurku poyindaru.
And at every rest stop Duryodhan arranged all these tents and food and drinking and dancing girls.
So adha Duryodhan panna pora vali ella eppadi shalyan pannaro adhe pola sabai saapradukaga indha kaatradhu kaatchi ella panni vechirundha.
And Krishna just ignored and kept going. And when he reached Hastinapur with very sweet words, Duryodhan invited Krishna for lunch. And Krishna refused. And then Duryodhan asked, why you're refusing? So Krishna replied, says, a person takes meals for two reasons. If they are hungry and in need of food, or if the food is offered with love and devotion. Again, Krishna says, I'm not hungry. And because you hate the Pandavas, you hate me?
So,
So therefore you're not offering with love. You hate me.
So
I'm not going to take lunch with you. I'm going to go to the house of Vidura. Vidura, he loves the Pandavas, therefore he loves me. So then he went to the house of Vidura and he ate. He took his meals there. And it said that when Krishna appeared in the house of Vidura, Vidura was so happy to see Krishna, he was in ecstasy.
So Vidura was the Krishna
And of course Vidura was very expert in all vidhis and nitti and everything. So he, as a, when a guest is coming, he offered, he made an offering to Krishna.
So our one said, "Nee di, meri, ellame, idharo, nanu, thiriyo." So our Krishna vandhi, our kaha, kurta, Krishna kaha, kurta.
So part of the offering was to give a banana.
So our one said, "Our kumale, kuda, kurta, kuda, 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 kuda."
So Vidura, he peeled the banana.
So our one, kumale, kuda, kurta.
But he was in such love of Krishna that he threw the banana away and he gave Krishna the peel. And before he realized his mistake, Krishna was already chewing on the peel. When he realized his mistake, he tried to take the peel back. But Krishna refused. He says, "This peel is so full of love." So that is the consciousness that you should have when you're cooking for Krishna. And now about the potency of prasadam. So everybody knows who Yadava Prakash is?
So Yadava Prakash,
who doesn't know who is Yadava Prakash? Okay, everybody knows who Ramanujacharya is? Okay, Yadava Prakash was the first guru of Ramanujacharya.
So Yadava Prakasha Yarna Ramanujacharya Ude Mugal Guru.
He was a highly learned Brahmin. And a big scholar. Otherwise, why Ramanujacharya was studying with him? But he was also a Mayavadi. And he was twisting the Shastras. But later, and he even tried to kill Ramanujacharya. But later, he became a disciple of Ramanujacharya. So one time, the daughter of the Chola Raj was attacked by a Brahma Rakshasa. So the Raja had tried so many tantrics and mantrics, had tried to come and cure the girl, but nothing worked.
So Raja vandu etaneyo per tantra mandala panni and thanude magale nalam seivadhaga muyatchi seiraargal, aanal adu ondum nadakkavillai.
So finally, even the Brahma Rakshasa said, "You want to get rid of me, you have to call for Ramanuja."
So the Brahma Rakshasa said, "Enne vandu vidikkodu appadina nee vandu Ramanujarai koopida vendum solirthe."
So then Yadava Prakash came with Ramanuja. And because Ramanuja was very humble, he didn't do anything.
So Ramanuja,
but Yadava Prakash, he thought he was very powerful mantric.
So Yadava Prakash,
and he began to attack the Brahma Rakshasa.
So Yadava Prakash,
so he started chanting so many mantras and attacking the Brahma Rakshasa. But of course the Brahma Rakshasa was also a Brahmana. And he neutralized all the mantras. And of course through the voice of his inside the young girl, he started laughing at Yadava Prakash. As you think you know so many things, I can easily neutralize anything you do. So Yadava Prakash didn't know exactly what he should do right now. So he began to ask the Brahma Rakshasa some questions. He asked him who he was in his past life. And the Brahmana Rakshasa, he explained who he was. Then he said, well, who was I in my last life? And the Brahma Rakshasa said, in your last life, you were a lizard. And you were living near a ghat. A ghat, bathing ghat.
So,
and one day some Vaishnavas came. And by that ghat they took prasad. And you came and you ate some remnant of that prasad. And on the strength of eating that prasad, now you are Yadava Prakash. That is the power. And he eventually became also Shuddha Vaishnava. That is the power of prasad. There's another historical example from the Puranas. For one time there was a great famine. And this family of Brahmanas, they were trying to find some shelter where there was some food. So there was the father, the wife and the son. So they were starving. And they came, but and they were wandering, they came across a old Vishnu temple. And somebody had made some offering there. But the offering, the prasadam was old. But my grandmother used to always ask me this question. What is the best spice? All the ladies cooking, what is the best spice? What is the best masala? I'm asking the ladies, what is the best masala?
Chilies.
What are they saying?
Chilies.
No. Hunger. It makes everything taste good.
So the weird masala. So,
So they, even though this prasad was very old, because they were so hungry, it tasted good. So then the old Brahmana, he ate, then he gave to his wife and his son. So then they were walking, continued walking through the forest. And a tiger jumped out and landed on the father and dragged them off and killed him. And ate him. So then the son and a forest hunter came, and while the tiger was eating the father and he was not paying attention, from behind they killed the tiger also. And at the same, after they killed, the Brahman and the tiger were killed, they could see then the son, the mother and the hunter, they could see the Atma of the Brahmana going to Vaikuntha. Because he had just eaten the prasad. And they could also see the Atma of the tiger going to Vaikuntha, because he had eaten the Brahmana who had eaten the prasad. So prasadam is so important. It has to be a real prasad. It has to be full of love. And for all Vaishnavas, all Sampradayas, prasadam is important. But especially in Lord Chaitanya's army, prasadam is very important, even more important. Napoleon, everybody knows who Napoleon is? Does everybody know who is Napoleon? He was a famous general of France, he conquered all of Europe. Napoleon said the army marches on its stomach. So also Lord Chaitanya's army marches on its stomach. One time Prabhupada called it, he called the Krishna consciousness the kitchen religion. Because there's so many devotees, so many people became devotees just from eating prasad. He called the laddus that Krishna's bullets. Like that. So we should be very careful how we cook for Krishna. He's not a garbage can. We should offer with great love and devotion. We should distribute the prasadam to everyone, not just for ourselves. It is giving is better than receiving. And in this way we can live in the world in such a way that we will leave the world. So, any questions or comments? If you are shy, you can write down on a piece of paper and give up to the front. Give him the microphone. Give him a microphone. Question should be upon the topic of the class.
Yes.
Prabhupada made this point very often. Question should be upon the topic of the class. We don't go to chemistry class and ask question upon botany. Ask upon the topic of the class. Well, there's also, go ahead. In emergencies, as emergency situation, especially when traveling, well, most of the time you should bring food with you as much as possible. Sometimes you can also fast.
Long distance.
Long distance, that's a good. Then you try to bring food. Then, of course, if you have to, even Manu describes in Manu Samhita that if you are forced to miss 6 meals, then you can eat anything to survive. I think even we see how Vishwamitra was eating dog flesh. He was eating dog flesh. Then Trishanku supplied him with deer meat. So you have to survive. So if you have no choice, then you can eat anything. You have to, because karma only comes when you have a choice. But if choice is removed, then there's no karma, because you don't have a choice. If a bank robber comes into the bank and sticks a gun in the teller's head, says, give me all the money, police are not going to bother the bank employee because he did not have a choice. But if he is cooperating with the robber, it's an inside job, then he goes to jail also. There's no choice, no karma. So, as an emergency situation, you don't have a choice. But then in such a situation, better to just buy some fruit. And if you pay for something, then karma is removed. You've paid for it, because you've now purchased it. But it still may affect your consciousness negatively. You know, for example, a wife, and can you answer that? Yeah.
So, you can.
Are you finished answering?
Yes.
Okay. So, if you purchase, if you go someplace out and you're forced to and you purchase, then the karma is removed. You still have to offer it, but because the karma is removed, but it's not an ideal situation, it may still affect your consciousness negatively, even though there's no karma. Because you have to eat the karma, you have to eat the consciousness of the person who cooked it. Answer that? Translate that? I'll give you an example of what I mean, where you might do something which does not give you any karma, but it may still disturb your mind. Sometimes ladies are in a situation where they are devotees, but their husband are not devotees. So the husband may not be a vegetarian. So the husband wants to eat meat or eggs or fish or something. So this, the wife's duty is to serve the husband. But because she is doing her duty, her prescribed duty, she does not get any karma. Because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, verse 47, Krishna says, it is better to engage in one's own occupation, even though one may perform it imperfectly, than to accept another's occupation and perform it perfectly. So the important part is, duties prescribed according to one's nature are never affected by sinful reactions. So you can translate, you can read that?
1847. கடமையை ஏற்று அதை பக்குவமாக செய்வதை விட முறையாக ஆற்றாவிடலும் கூட தனது சுய கடமையில் ஈடுபட்டிருப்பதே சிறந்தது. ஒருவனது இயற்கைக்கு ஏற்ப விதிக்கப்பட்ட கடமைகள் என்றுமே பாவவிடுதலால் பாதிக்கப்படுவது இல்லை.
So the part is, duties prescribed according to one's nature are never affected by sinful reactions. Read that part again, the last sentence. So the wife's duty is to serve the husband. So if she cooks meat or fish or offers him wine or liquor, she just gets no karma. Husband gets the karma. She doesn't get any karma. But to have to cut meat and clean fish is disturbing to the mind. It's awful. This is terrible. But she gets no karma, but it's very disgusting.
So adanal oru manaviyanavan indha maari kanavukaga ipdi sabikkum manas onu sayapudum bolda adhu vandu vettadal thayarithal sanathu kodupadu endradhu manavukku kashtamaga irundhalum kuda paada vilagal avalai koduvathu.
That's an example of how you may do something which does not give you karma but will disturb your mind.
So adanal neengal seiyum sila kaaryangal karma vilagal illamal irundhalum kuda adu manadhukku thodarvu kodukkaraga irukkalam.
So if you are in an emergency situation and you have to, like one time I was in a Hobulam, the first time I went to a Hobulam, there was nothing to eat, just one restaurant, and they were just having puluhodra with onions. So I was trying to pick out all the onions from the... It was very difficult. But the Archaka could hear me complaining, and he said, next I have to go out of the station, but tomorrow you come and take meals at my house. Because he heard me complaining, lamenting, everything is full of onions.
So I was going to go to Ahobilam, and I was going to go to the restaurant, and I was going to go to the restaurant.
Okay, any other question? Somebody has a question over there, I think. He had his hand up.
புரோபாகர் அவருடைய சிஷ்யரான புரோபாகர் நிறைய நிறைய படித்தவர் நிறைய சந்தேகங்கள் இருந்தது கேட்டு தெரிஞ்சுக்கலாம்.
Repeat the question. Can you repeat what he said?
So he is working in a hotel where he is serving non-vegetarian stuff. So is that a
Yes, because it's described in the Shastra that those who is implicated in the killing of an animal, the person who kills the animal, the person for whom the animal is killed, the one who cuts up the animal, the one who cooks the animal, the one who serves the animal, and the one who eats, they're all
implicated. So if you're serving animal flesh foods, then you also become implicated. One time in the early days, there Prabhupada had some disciples who also worked in restaurants, but their job, they were working in a restaurant, giving all the money to the temple. So their job in the restaurant was, after the meal was finished, they came, they're called bus boys, they come and they take all the plates for cleaning. So they asked Srila Prabhupada, you know, because they knew this, are we having any implication? He said, no, the deed has already been done. You did not serve it, you're just cleaning afterwards. No implication. For a woman, it may be it's her prescribed duty to serve her husband, but it's not your prescribed duty to serve people meat.
So, prescribed duty for a woman. அதாவது ஒரு மனைவிக்கு வந்து சொல்லப்பட்டிருக்கின்ற வேலை இருந்தால் கணவனுக்கு பணிவிட செய்வது என்பது.
Or if a woman works in a restaurant, that's also not her prescribed duty. She gets karma. Or if the husband says, give me some wine, and she gives it to him, she gets no karma. But if she says, I'd also like to try it, or if the husband tells her, you also eat this meat, or you also drink, and she does it, she gets no karma. But if she says, I also like to try, then she gets karma. Karma is very complex. Any other questions?
What's
the question?
No, she's asking. If her husband is an imitator, she serves him. But can she do keep an altar and do
devotional service? Can say.
If her husband tells her, wants her to do so many things, can she still? Yes, of course.
Can she maintain an altar and
do
devotional service?
Yes, she has to. She hasn't got any. Nothing should stop her from for doing spiritual things. There is no material impediment. Srila Prabhupada's sister. Ladies, just consider in your mind's eye, if you were in the position of Srila Prabhupada's sister. Say what I just said.
So Prabhupada's sister, aga neengal eduthukollungal, avudaiya thangaiyaga eduthukollungal.
So imagine your husband's not vegetarian.
So ungaludaiya kanavar vandu avar vandu maamsam saapravar endru veikkollungal.
Not only that, he's also a drunkard. Not only that, he's also a gambler. Whatever money is left over, he would go to prostitutes. Can you imagine that? That's a very difficult situation. So Srila Prabhupada's sister was not only his sister, she also was his god sister.
So Prabhupada's sister was there,
sister. So she came to Srila Prabhupada and explained her problem. She asked, what should I do? Did he tell her to yell at her husband? No. It's not a good idea for a wife to yell at drunk husband. Not a good idea to yell at sober husband either. But drunk husband is worse because drunk husband will kill you. Did he tell her find good divorce lawyer? Did he ask? No, he said no. Did he ask her find family counseling? No. Material problem, spiritual solution. So what did Prabhupada tell? He said, "You take when they were children, they had murtis of Radha Krishna." So he said, "You take these murtis of Radha Krishna and you do every day puja of Radha and Krishna." And you pray to Radha Krishna for benefit of your husband. He didn't give any time limit. He said, just do this. So she was a great devotee of Krishna. And she also had great faith in her brother. So she did this. So every day she would worship her deities and pray for the benefit of her husband. So her husband, he didn't stop overnight, but he began to notice that his wife had only his best interest at heart. And after some time, because she went to the highest authority, Radha and Krishna, yeah? Paramatma in the heart. And after some time he began to change his ways. He gave up all his bad habits. He began to give up all his bad habits. And in the end, he began to worship his wife. Because he could, not only he could see externally that his wife had only his best interest, but Paramatma inside changed his heart. Like there's one devotee in England, he is the biggest book distributor. He said, what is his formula for success? He said, it is me and my Paramatma and the other person's Paramatma against him. 3-1. He cannot be we are always victorious.
So,
So her husband didn't have a chance. Her and her Paramatma and Radha Krishna and his Paramatma against him, he was defeated. Also, there's another case just more recently in Mumbai. There was one lady, she started coming to the temple. Her husband is working. And she started to do some sadhana, some bhajana. She was chanting Hare Krishna. Now then she thought, I am so pure, and my husband, he's just working, he doesn't know anything.
And she
became puffed up. She started preaching now to her husband. She was, you know, criticizing him for his habits. And he became very angry. He would start coming home late. Because why he should come home to a wife who's criticizing? Then he also would come home drunk. You know, so then she would go to the temple and she started complaining about how bad her husband is. So my friend's wife, she was one of the Matajis in the temple, she heard the story and then she began to criticize this lady. Is the only reason you're able to come to the temple and get any association and hear about all this philosophy is because your husband is supporting you. If not for that, you would also be working, be in the office all day, you never come here. So only because of him you are getting any benefit. And it's not your duty to criticize him. It's your duty only to serve your husband. Because Manu, in Manu Smriti, explains, even the husband may have faults. He may have many faults. He may even go with other women. But even, he's not denying that the husband may have faults. But it is a worse fault for the wife to criticize the husband. So anyway, this Mataji was criticizing the lady. Says, you should don't criticize your husband. You should just serve your husband, whatever he wants. So if he wants to drink, tell him, don't drink outside, you come home, I'll serve you drinks. So she stopped arguing with her husband. Whatever he wanted, she served him. He wanted whiskey, she would serve him whiskey. So after some time, he became more peaceful because his wife was not fighting with him. He was only drinking because he was angry with his wife. So because he wasn't angry anymore, he stopped drinking. Then he began to think, because of her association with devotees, she has got such a good character. So then he also began to chant. Like that, yeah. So he also became a devotee because she was giving by example, not by, as a saying. See, when I go to my home, my parents, my family, I never preach because the sadhu is not respected in his own village. So I don't preach. All I do is I go and I cook. I give them prasad. And I live my life as a devotee.
So
and then if they see me doing something and they ask me why I'm doing it, then now they ask me a question, now I can say something. I'm not pushing anything, they ask me. So in the same way, if wife has husband who's not devotee, she should not preach to him, or she should just live nicely, serve him, and his heart will change. He may not become a devotee, but at least like the Prabhupada's brother-in-law, he never became a devotee, but he had great respect for his wife and he made no difficulties for her. Not only, and he also had great love for his wife. So the subject was the topic of prasadam, and I was told that now it is time to honor prasad.
So, and
everybody wants to take prasad? Yes, very good. Alright. Thank you very much for allowing me to purify myself by speaking on the Bhagavad Gita. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavad Gita Grantharaj Ki Jai.